Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Learning Masechtas day after Zvavim and days. Beginning in the second parak, the Mishnah says, Yantav Shechaliyah Seir Shamas Levashah B'tchila B'yantav Shamas. Now let a cook, Al-Kabonim B'ikray, T'chilas B'shulah V'yikuray shouldn't be L'shem Shamas. If you cook for Yantav, you can have leftovers for Shamas. For Eisah Tavshim Eivet V'sayim Mechol V'shamas, you make an area of Tavshilin, you make a tavshil from Erev Yontif, and then you could cook from Yontif to Shabbos. And the Gemara says two times, my tama, Amar Rav Kadesh, Shiyivim money yafal the Shabbos, and money yafal the Yontif. The reason why they're masak and Erev Tavshilin, they're afraid you're going to be preparing the Yontif meals, and Yontif is Erev Shabbos, you might use up all the food for Yontif, and not have anything left over for Shabbos. And the Mela, they made Erev Tavshilin, they should remember that they have to also prepare for Shabbos. So mainly you'll have good food for Yantav, good food for Shabbos. Avashi Emek Neshayim, and every Yantav Echol, Kavachayim, and Yantav Shabbos. Avashi says the time is not because of Kavach Shabbos, but because of Akshash Echol Yantav. And they don't want people to think you can cook from Yantav to Chol. So they made it is, you can't even cook from Yantav to Shabbos. You need Erev Tavshilin. Avashi says you can't cook from Yantav to Shabbos. You need a matir. So they'll understand from there that you can't cook from Yantav to Chol. That's the Gemara. So the Rosh says, the Yiroah, the Nafkaminim in Elu Atayim. There's a Nafkaminim Alacha between the Tam. The Lerov at Tzarech La'arim, Dafkav Erev Yantav, because you have a money up for the Shabbos. According to Rav, it's not good enough if you have an Erev that's there for a long time, because it won't help you remember. You have to bedafka make an Erev at Erev Yantav, and then you'll be able to remember. And Rav Ashi is just time to make a heter, that people should understand you need a heter. And that way they'll know that you can't cook from Yantav to Chol. Avashi yachal I feel kaidim erev Yantav. Amel afirtais the Rosh. Yantav shal sukkah shechal yis behei b'shamas. If let's say sukkah comes out on a Thursday, so you have to make an erev tevshilin for the Friday Yantav sheni for Shabbos, you can make one erev for this Shabbos and for the next week. You put up one erev, and that would work for that, this the first week, the first 3 day Yantav. And the next week of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, also you'll have that same Erev Tavshilin. Now, the Rosh doesn't say this clearly, but the Rosh is mashma that we pass like Rav Ashi. So according to Rava, you have to be Ma'arev Tak and Erev Yantav. But according to Rav Ashi, you can Ma'arev Kaidim Erev Yantav. And that's why you can Ma'arev the first day of Sukkot and the last day of Sukkot also. And as I state, the Torah named on the Rosh meant the way, because in the Kitzah Piskei Rosh, which is written by the Torah, and also in the Torah itself, Siman Tov Kof Chav Zayin, he writes, Minastam, you'll end up making Erev, one Erev, Al Das, that any time it's Kayim, even for another Yantif, would work. So the Torah is Mavur, that you don't have to do it Erev Yantif, and Yistam can make the Erev Tavshilin, and be Sayim Lechon at any Erev Yantif. But the Mordechai brings from the Yushalmi that it works, if you make the Erev Sukkot, that works for the last days of Sukkot as well. It says if you say it, befeirish. But it sounds like, from the Mordechai, the Gaon Naaman, he brings this also, that it's only in that case, because I guess that's called Erev Yomtiv, even though it's not the Erev of this Yomtiv, but since it's one Yomtiv, Sukkah Shmini Atzeres is the Hemshech, so Mela, the Erev Sukkah works for Shmini Atzeres. Hashem Kain, if you make an Erev for Pesach, it won't work for Shuas, the Shuas won't work for Sukkah. That's what's Mashma. The Gaon Naaman is saying, he says because you won't remember to be borrowed money off of Yantav. So he sounds like Enechinami. He sounds like he's masking to the Rosh's Tliya. That the problem with not doing Erev Yantav is because you won't remember to be borrowed money off of Yantav. So that should only be according to Rava. So it sounds a little bit the Gaon Naaman is passing like Rava. It's a shtukel shver. Why can't you pass like Rav Ashi? L'chaira by Divesh Seif, Malach Achara Mekel, the fact that Rav Ashi is a Basra. But in the Rosh, the tourism of Wur that he learned at the Rosh is not Dafka. Even the Rosh at the end said, Yantav shal sukkah shalas pei b'shamas yachal arev erev yantav erev echel l'shamas ul l'shamas abom. But the tourism mashmas not Dafka. You don't need erev yantav altogether. That's the Lush in the Rosh. According to Rashi, you don't need erev yantav. Beis Yosef says that. The reason why he said the case of yantav rishon sukkah yantav acharin is because in order for it to work for two yam tevim, if it's going to be too far in advance, they didn't have freezers in those days, it's going to get ruined. But he says, if you take a make it smoked, that it could last, it would work, even for other Yom Tevim. But there's a third shita. Now, there's still now we said, the Rosh holds that according to Rashi B'chal Yeron Ne'er V'yamtiv, we have the Mordechai and the Gaius Maimini, which hold that you do need Erev Yantif, it's just that Erev Sukkah is a work for Shmini Atzeres, and the Beis it brings down from the Kolboi, B'Shem, Rebein, and Nisanel, Ein Lono Lashem Shesenu, that you need Dafka Erev Yantif. And it sounds like even according to Rav Ashi it's that way. Maybe that's good for the Din, that was at the kind of Erev Tavshil, and then according to Rav Ashi, then Erev Yantif, it says, Eise Tavshim Erev Yantif. So then, Chalais, Erev Tavshil only works in Erev Yantif. So come there's three Shittas. Bein and Nisanel, the Kolboi says, you're always in Erev Yantif. And the Rosh says, you don't need Erev Yantif. And the guy Ismaim in the Marcha is Mashma Be'etzim, you need Erev Yantif. But Erev, the first days of Sukkot works for the last days. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Chatchila, you should be Erev Dafka Erev Yantif. But with the Evid, he's making like the Rosh that it works before. But that could be one afkamini between Rav and Rav Ashi La'alacha. Where Rav would be L'chumra. That Rav would hold, you need Dafka Erev Yantif. That's what the Rosh says. Rav Ashi would hold, you don't need Dafka Erev Yantif. And even though some Rishayim arguments, even according to Vashi, need Dafka Erev Yantif, the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chili Yamachmet, but the Eved Yamekel. Now maybe there's another Nafkimini between Rav and Vashi, as well as before in the Rishayim. The Mordechai brings something from Rav Shmuel von Brunberg. And so Rav Shmuel von Brunberg one time forgot to Ma'ariv Erev Tavshilin. So, it says what he did, but one of the things he said was, is that you can make an Erev Tavshilin now on Yamtif. Why? Because he held that according to Rava is Kadesh Yiska, so it doesn't make a difference, it doesn't have to be Erev Yantif. On Yantif is even better. Because the Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Rav Ashi, we understand, you have to make the Erev before Yantif. That's the only way it's Chal. But according to Rava is Kadesh Yiska, so why can't you make it on Yantif? The Gemara says Shema Yifsha. So Hinam Zan Shema Yifsha is only Lechatchila. But the other, if you're an Einis, Samela, you don't have to not cook for Shamas because you're an Einis because of Shema Yifsha. In the event, you can make it on Yantif. In other words, if the Chatchila is Seimech on Yantif, then the Chazal said you can't do it. Because otherwise everyone's going to do that. They don't have the problem of Shem Yifsha. The Teretz says, Avadi Mechuyik do Erev Yantif. Let's say you didn't. You were Einis, you forgot, you weren't Nifsha, you forgot. So Mameilam, he says you could be Matib in the event on Yantif. But that would only be according to Rava. So since you're sent, Tav Shmuel and Birmig holds that, Vibalt Shal Seifim Halach Acher Amekel, we could be making like Rava. Now the Beis Yosef says that we don't hold this way, because he says like this, he says, the Pais can talk about, what if somebody didn't make an Erev, could he make it for the first day Yantif for the second day? We'll get to the Gemara later, we had it a little bit earlier, that the Gemara says that you can be masked on an Erev from, on the first day, you could say like this, 2 days of Yantif, it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, right? So on Thursday you could say, if today is Yantif, so then I don't need an Erev, because tomorrow is Chol. If today is not Yantif, then this should be the Erev Tavshilin. So the next day, Manavshach, if today is Taka Yantif, you have an Erev, because that means yesterday was Chol, right? We have Shtei Kedushas, it's a suffix. So Manavshach, either the Erev on the first day works as that's Chol, and if the first day is Yantif, so then the second day is Chol. So Zakt, the Beis Yosef, since the Paiskim only allowed you to do it on Yantif Rishon, they didn't say that you could do it when it already became Yantif Sheni. Vaystays, the Paiskim Neman, that even with the Eved, you can't be Ma'ariv on Yantif. So it could be because the Paiskim hold like Rav Ashi. It could be the Nafkimina, and we were discussing, what's the Nafkimina in Rav and Rav Ashi? Could be the Nafkimina they would agree to, that Shem Yifsh is only if you were a Pesheya, but if you were an Einis, so you forgot, you weren't a Pesheya, so with the Eved, it would work. The reason why the Paiskim hold not that way is because the Paiskim like Rav Ashi. But the Ran and the Rajba, Eifinart, I think hold not that way. Because the Ran and the Rajba are like bothered by the Kasha. Here, you're telling me I need an Erev because I should prepare money up for the Shabbos. So now I don't have an Erev, and now what do? Now I don't prepare anything for Shabbos. What's the Pshat? You're doing it for covered Shabbos. Make an Erev so you shouldn't forget about Shabbos. I didn't make an Erev, and now you're telling me I can't make Shabbos at all. So the Ran and the Rajba says, yeah, because because if we would say, okay, lechachilu, we want you to make an Erev in order to remember Shabbos. But by the Eved, you didn't make an Erev. Or if it was Nevad or Nechal or whatever it is, so good, we don't want you to lose out from it. So Leila will allow you to do it without the Erev. But then you'll never make an Erev, you'll be Pesheya. You'll let the Erev be Nevad or Nechal. It won't happen in the end. So come day, says, I can forget about Shabbos. So then we'll make it very strict, that if you don't make the Erev, You can't prepare for Shabbos, so you'll miss out on this Shabbos, but that will teach you a lesson to always have an Erev, and then the other Shabbos you'll have more. As I state, smashing me the brain, that even if you were not Pasha, but if we're not going to allow it, you'll be Pasha, but even if you're not Pasha, you can't cook for Shabbos, even according to Rava. Otherwise, let them say Pashit. If it was Neved V'Nechel, right, the Bavad Lashon in the Mishnah, it's Neved V'Nechel, you can't cook for Shabbos. If it wasn't Shai Kolshe, why? The whole thing is going to be money up for the Shabbos. Now that it's Neved V'Nechel, so you're not going to be able to cook for Shabbos at all. So you say, yeah, because if we're going to allow you to cook for Shabbos, so then you'll be Nisrash, you'll be Neved V'Nechel, and then you won't have the Richtige covered Shabbos. The Chayyim, they could have said better. If it's Neved V'Nechel, you can't do it, you have to make another one. You have to make another one now. It sounds like the Ran and the Rajbel, but even according to Rava, you can't make it, not like of Shmuel Bimberg, you can't make it on Yantav Bechlal. See, the Shara Melech asked the Kasha on of Shmuel Bimberg, now what's he saying, that according to Rava, you can make the Erev on Yom Tov, and he adds, it says, bothers him the Beis Yosef also, he brought this Kasha from the Peskim. The Gemara later on Navi Zayinim and Aleph says clearly, according to Rava, Ma'arev Adam Erev Tashim Medach Ve'er Masna, that Rava said, the Rava is the one that said, Kadesh Yivim Man Liyotha, he says that on Yom Tov Rishon, you can still be Ma'arev Erev Tashim with it tonight. L'chaira, you told me that Rava says you can even do it on Yom Tov Sheni. Why do I have to do Yom Tov Rishon with it tonight? And why is it he says if asking from the Peskim and not from Rava himself? So he says, Pashat though, he says, if Shulman Bernberg doesn't say it would work if you Pesheya, other Rabbit, Xeri Shema Yivsha is, if you Lechatchila push it off Yom Tov, it won't work. Hashal's if you're an Einus. So that, Rava that says you can be make an Erev Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni, or Master, that could be Tomen Pesheya. That you decided you don't want to be Ma'ar of Erev Yantav, you want to be Ma'ar of Yantav Rishon. So you're allowed to do that. Al Kapanim B'dievet Uzach work. You're allowed to go and be Ma'ar of Yantav Rishon with the Tanai. Masha'en came if you, Megabe Yom Tov, if you're Pesheya, then you can't do it. But the Beis Yosef that's bringing a Raya Lalach, if he's from the Peskim, it sounds like even if he's not a Pesheya, they still only will mount to be under Vishen, not be under Sheni. So, good days, we have two Nafkaminas in Rav and Ravashi. At least, according to the Rashi, you have a Nafkamina if you have to do it Erev Yom Tov. According to Rav, you have to do it Erev Yom Tov to remember, and according to Ravashi, you don't have to do it Erev Yom Tov. But like we said, Lechatchila we pass him like the Kol Ba'ev Yisharim Ben Nisam, even according to Vashi, have to do it every Yom Tov. They have a Shal the other way, that according to Rav, the Gemara says the whole reason why you can't do Yom Tov is Shem Yivsha, so but the Eved would work if you're an Einus, and according to Vashi it won't. But that we were saying, that maybe according to the Ran and the Rashi, even according to Rav, it won't work with the Eved. And it's Lachan the Rishash hold of another Nafkimina. They take a hold of Lachal Lamaisa, they both write this, that according to Rav, the whole time is Kishi Yivim on the Yafel Shabbos. That time only applies when you're being Isaac in the Suda's Yom Tov. So, mainly you need an Erev around She'ivim on the Yafel Shabbos. But let's say, after you already finished your Suda's Yom Tov, now you want to eat your Erev, you didn't cook for Shabbos yet, but you already finished the Gansa Suda's Yom Tov, and now you want to eat the Erev, you'll add him. Because you already had the Erev around B'Shas Maisa, that you could be Boirim on the Yafel Shabbos. To me, it's a tremendous Kiddush. I would name on for a Pashtus, not that way, that even the Tam of the Erev, this one I would say, the Tam of the Erev says, Sheyivim money off the Yantav, money off the Shabbos, but the Geder Adover is that they asked you to cook unless you have an Erev. The reason why is, because Sheyivim money off the Shabbos, but even when that reason doesn't apply, because you already finished the Yantav, but still, as long as you're still going to cook for Shabbos, you still need an Erev to be around. That's what I would name on for a Pashtus. But the Tzlach and the Rishash both say, that according to Rava, once you finished eating the Suda's Yom Tov, you don't need the Erev anymore. So Yeshua asks another kasha, a good kasha, that if the Tam is Shteisha Yivra Mani Yafel L'Shabbos, we have in the Gemara later, that Avuah the Shmuel is Ma'arev for his whole city, even though they didn't know about it. So he says, how would that work? How would that work? How would that remind people to appear Mani Yafel L'Shabbos if the Rav of the town is Ma'arev and you don't even know about it? So he was bothered by the Kashi. He cleared to answer that maybe Rava holds a Ravashi's time. Maybe everyone holds a Ravashi's time. That the Yisr is, but Rav is adding a time. Forget, like the Rosh. The Rosh says that Rav's time is a Chumrah, that you need Erev Yom Tov. So Rav is adding a time. And Rava's additional tam that it has to be Erev Yontif, that's not Liyikuvah. That's another tam why it should be Dafka L'Erev Yontif. But in case he didn't do an Erev Yontif, it's also good because the Ikka tam is Ravashi's tam. That's what he says. The Shagasai also claims such a thing. The Rava also holds Ravashi's tam. Shagasai is a simuk of Beis. The whole Arichas there, he's discussing this din. Do you have a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? That's all Arichas and Shagasai. The Goyim held no. The Goyim held you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. They encourage fasting on Rosh Hashanah. Shagasai brings a lot of rais, not like the Goyim. So one of the rais he brings is, we know that there's a din of Erev Tavshilin on Rosh Hashanah. We had that before. The din that Yemasna only on Yom Tov Sheni Shagol, it's not in Rosh Hashanah. So if on Rosh Hashanah there is no din Simcha, so why would they make Kadesh Yivim money Yafal Yom Tov, money Yafal Shabbos? There's no din Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So why would anyone forget about Shabbos because of the Yom Tov Suda when there is no Yom Tov Suda in Rosh Hashanah? The Chayes Beferish in the Gemara, there's a din Simcha Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. And the only dicha he has to help out the Gainim is that maybe Rav agreed to Rav Ashi's time. Jamamish like to play Yeshua. Rav was Meisif at time Kadei to reason why they said Dafka Erev Yontif. And that time wouldn't apply to Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah only Dafka Erev Yontif. But the Ikka time of Erev is Rav Ashi's time that you can't, that they didn't want you to think you could cook from Yontif V'chayel. They said you can't cook from Yontif Shabbos. Ka V'chayim from Yontif V'chayel. Talk upon him, the play Yeshua and the Shagasari. That maybe Rav agrees with Rav Ashi. That Yeshua is saying it, why Erev would work, even though you don't know about it, which Lechayr wouldn't stem with the time of Rav. And the Shagasai was explaining why you would need an Erev of Rosh Hashanah, where you don't have the Din Simcha. Now, Sameach says it's the Chol Matzrei Shagasai's Kasha. Even if the reason for Erev was, Kadesh Yivim money Yafel Shabbos money Yafel Yantif. But once they made the Erev in that Oyam Tavim, to go and say that Rosh Hashanah you don't need an Erev, that would mix everyone up. They would want Rosh Hashanah to be the same as Oyam Tavim. Otherwise people will think, if you don't need an Erev or Rosh Hashanah, Vais is Rosh Hashanah cook l'chayel. Even if the Erev wasn't so you should know not to cook l'chayel. The Erev was Sheyeshiva money offer. But you can't be Mekel and Rosh Hashanah over Oyam Tavim if you don't have the story for Sheyeshiva money offer. Because it will be a big kilkul. People think that if you don't need an Erev on Rosh Hashanah, so you'll have to cook from Rosh Hashanah l'chayil. So that's why they made the Erev from Rosh Hashanah. Derech Agav, the Shagasai was discussing, why did they make an Erev, his lashon is, why did they make an Erev to Fshil and Rosh Hashanah more than any Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh also is an Issatainis, right? He says there has to be Mamash a Chi of Simcha. Right? Issatainis is not enough, there has to Mamash be a Chi of Simcha. So the Binyan Shleimer from Shleimer HaKayim from Vilna, Chelik Bey Sim Meches, he's bothered, if you think there could be a takana of Erev Tavshilin B'chayil, so have a big kasha for you. On Purim, if Purim comes out on Friday, why don't they make an Erev Tavshilin? Kadesh Yivim, money Yafa for Purim, and money Yafa for Shabbos. Purim the Zich is a Achi of Suda, Achi of Mishta V'Simcha. And even Chalamayim, Chalamayim, V'Simachta B'Chakecha, V'Zavada Achi of Simcha, Achi of Mishta. And every Shabbos Chol HaMoed, even when it then doesn't come after Yom Tov, it comes after Chol HaMoed, they should also make an Erev Tavshilin. You should make a money offer for Chol HaMoed and money offer for Shabbos. Now let's say Shmini Atzeres comes out on Shabbos. Shana Rav, that makes a big Suda, right? So why do they make an Erev Tavshilin? So he says that Vaisis, you don't have to make an Erev Tavshilin as long as it's Chol, because you'll buy more food. Yom Tov, you can't buy more food. So if you want to have food for Shabbos, you'll be stuck. Hashem Kane, if it's chayil, you'll buy more food. I was thinking more pashit. Like I said before, Erev Tavshilin, the reason for Erev Tavshilin is because Sheyivim money off for the Shabbos. But the gedder is that they made an Isser Afiyah. You can't make an Isser Afiyah in chayil. You line to any malacha. You can't make an Isser Afiyah. If it's Yontif and there's a din that you only could cook with Tzarech Yontif, yeah, Shabbos Betzim, you line to cook. It's called Tzarech Yontif, like we'll see. But the pshat is, they could limit that and say only with an Erev Tavshilin, and the reason is Kadesh Yivra. On an ordinary weekday like Purim or Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, even if you have the time of Kadesh Yivra, l'maisa, there's no way to answer it. You can't ask somebody from cooking on an ordinary weekday. That's what I would say. Lulei Divrei the Shagasai and the Binyan Shleimai. Now let's talk more in general about the din of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. What is a Sugyim Sachim? Shiwar doesn't bring it down here. What's the din mean there, Isa? Of cooking Yom Tov to Shabbos. Rav Ashi said, "The Shem Einav Yom Tov Shabbos Kavachayim Yom Tov V'Chayil." What's the din? It's a Gemara Masechet. The Gemara Masechet. The Gemara Masechet that Mevavim Mebeis. It says like this. Itmar ha'ifim miyanta v'chay. Let's say you cook from miyanta v'chay. Avchista malaika rabba me'ina laika. It's a machlaikis of chista and rabba if you get malchus. So what's the machlaikis if you say hayal? That if chista says you like it, but rabba says you're not like it because hayal u'mikle archim, since you could, it could be v'yanta if archim come, so really you don't get malchus. So the Gemara says like this. Amli rabba lefchista l'dachta amrat lo yamin in hayal heich ha'ifim miyanta v'shabbos. How you let it bake from Yantiv to Shabbos if you don't say Hayel? And the Gemara says, because of Erev Shilin. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Because of Erev Shilin, it's the matter, it is a deraisa. So the Gemara says, Amal Erev Chisda, the deraisa, Tzarchi Shabbos nasim b'yantiv. Tzarchi Shabbos you could do on Yantiv. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? It says in the Pasuk, Acha she'achal echal nefesh. You let it have echal nefesh of Yantiv on Yantiv. Shabbos and Yantiv is a Kedusha Achas, because they're both called Shabbos. And the Mela, just like you like to cook from Yantiv to Yantiv, you like to cook from Yantiv to Shabbos. That's what Rashi explains. Rabbanim will go, he said, why? They allow you to cook from Yantiv to Shabbos. What's going to happen? Every time Yantiv comes out on Friday, you're going to cook for Shabbos. People think you like to cook from Yantiv to another day. They don't realize that the time is Als Kedusha Achas. So Mela, that's why they were Geyser, and you need the Eretz of Shilin, so there's a hecker. So Mela, people won't cook from Yantiv to Chayil. Now there's a Shaila. Do we paskin like Rabba that the time of Hoyel, or do we pass him like Rav Chista, the time is Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim Yantiv? The Rif later, in Daf Chaf Aleph, passes like Rabba, and in Pesach and Musa he says it. And the Ramban of Luchamis and the Ran, Mayrich Liyam, and this also is Tam and Rishenim hold their way. The Rif, the Ramban, and the Ran hold their way. Taisus and Eiv and Daf Lamaches, the Smag, the Mordechai, and the Gaius Magmin. There really is no din of Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim Yantiv, the Hetter is only outside. And we'll see in Af Min al Alachas soon. The Maisa, the Rishonim they bring, the Rebbeinu Ephraim, the Baal Amar, the passings like a Chista, and doesn't hold the veil, holds the Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim Yantiv. Also the Ritzvan, Taisus, and Erev and Daf HaMeches holds that way, and also Taisus early on that Beis HaMeis, we spoke about it then, Taisus early that Beis HaMeis Mavur, that we passken like a Chista. He says, Rav Lishyosa, we passken like a Chista. It's Al Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim Yantiv. So we'll speak about the Rambam soon. So there's Kama Rishonim on either side, the Rif, the Ramban, the Ran, and one Shad and Taisus, the Smag, the Mordechai, Ismaim, the Upas, and like Rabba, and Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Baal Amor, the Ritzva, Baskin like Rav Chista, and we'll speak about the Rambam soon. Now the Baal Amor brings the Raya from Agamara, because it says Ravashi is the Bashu, Upas, like Ravashi, Kadeshiyayim, Ein Aifim Yantav Shabbos, Kavachayim Yantav Chayil. So Mela, the whole area of Tavshila was that people shouldn't cook L'chol, the Isis cooking L'chol is the Issa D'Raisa. So the Rabban says, no, cooking L'chol, the Emes is the Issa D'Rabban, I mean the Raisa is the Hoyle, but Issa D'Rabban also needs Chizuk. They made Xeira to Mechazuk, the Issa D'Rabban of cooking Miyantav L'chol. Now what's the Raya the other way? What's the Raya that we pass on like Rabba? The Raya of the Ramban and the Ran is because of Achon and the Rabba. They have the whole din of Achon and the Rabba, which they pass on like, that ain't Yantiv Mechel Neshabbos. If ain't Yantiv Mechel Neshabbos, that doesn't stem with Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim Yantiv. But like we spoke a little earlier about the Taisin Avezim Avez, the Taisin asks the Kasha, according to Rabba that says that ain't Yantiv Mechel Neshabbos, how do we cook from Yantiv to Shabbos? I Erev Tavshil, Erev Tavshil, Zisa the Reisa. As I affect Taisin the Kasha. So he says two Tirutzim. First of all, he says that according to Rabba, it's not a problem because of Hayil. So really, you're not cooking for Yantiv to Shabbos, you're cooking for Yantiv to Yantiv. But the second thing he says, Afilu l'didan, which l'chayre he means l'didan the less one hayil, we paskin like a chista, it's still not a problem. Why? Because Hachan and the Rabba is only something which wasn't ba'olam klal, and the Mela, you have a new thing that's from Yantiv to Shabbos, and that's asir. But if it's a davar afli, a davar afli mevushal, it's only mechusa tikkun ba'alma, so may don't have a chana d'rabba. So we explain them like this. In regard to the issa malacha, like sasa malacha, you're doing an issa malachas yantif avishal, there, the teretz according to chis the sarcha shabbos nasim yantif. But there's a new issa. There's an issa of vechinu esa sheyaviyu, ein yantif mechum l'shabbos. And there, you don't have a teretz of sarcha shabbos nasim yantif. There, the teretz is, it's only when it's a chana gemura, it's a davar chadish that wasn't ba'ilam, or something that wasn't roi klal, not because it was just mechus tikkun, then you have a sor, ven yantav mechel neshamis. Mashenken, if you have something which is roi, it just is missing afiyah and bishul, So the gabi, the din of echinus hashem viu, the din of hachana that you don't have. I, the din of malacha, alts malacha you'd say sarach hashem is nasib yantif. So that's the machlekes rishenim. The Rabban and the Ran don't hear this word. They say if ein yantif meichel l'shamis al kirchach, sarach hashem is not nasib yantif. It's a steer be'etzim. You can't tell me yantif is not meichel l'shamis and tell me sarach hashem is nasib yantif. That's how they know what the pasuk like Rabba. Hashem can tell you early in that phase of the days. Other Rishayim and Musa read this says no. Lagabi the Issa Malacha Tzarech Hashem is Nasim Yantif. Why isn't there an Issa Achana? Because it's not a Dava Chadash. Lagabi the Issa Achana, then there isn't an Avin Yantif Mechem L'Shabbos. They hold these two things. So that's the Machlaikis. Now what's the Nafkimina Alacha about this Machlaikis? The big Nafkimina Alacha. The Rishayim, Taisa says this in Sachim, and the Mardechai and the Smag and the Geis Maimni all read the Seis La'alacha. Then according to Rabbi, really it is also to cook from Yantif to Shabbos. The time is Al-Tzayil. So that's only when it's Shaykh to use it on Yantif. But let's say it's not Shaykh to use it on Yantif. Let's say you cook Ba'ithin, that it's not really ready Ba'idayim Gadol. It's cooking. It's Issa Bishel, but it's not ready Ba'idayim Gadol. You're not going to be able to serve it to the Archim. And if you put up your challenge closer to Shabbos, but even then it's not going to be, you're not going to be able to be ready to eat before, while it's still Yantif. By the time you're ready to serve it for the Archim, it's already going to be Shabbos. So there's no Hayil. So B'chai Gavni who even Issa Derais of Bishul B'Yantif. So it's an important thing. You have an Issa Derabanan of cooking from Yantif to Shabbos, which is Mutta Dei after Shilin. But if it's an Issa Deraisa, you have to, the only way to mat Issa Deraisa is Hayil. If you don't have Hayil, it's Issa Deraisa. There won't be a heter of Eves, there will be Asimi Deraisa. So, the Magen Avram and other Achreinim, the Graz Achem, the other Achreinim bring down, that there's a big halacha here, which is not brought down really in the Pesachim, like we said. It's brought down a little bit in the Mardechai, in the Geis Maimon, in the Smag, that you should know, when you're preparing your Shabbos food on Yom Tov for the Erev Tevshilin, you have to also bear in mind that this food has to be ready to eat, ready to serve to Archim, at least sometime during the day, before Shkia, before Kiddush Hayayim, before it becomes Shabbos, while it's still Yantif. Because if not, you don't have Hayil, and there's going to be a problem. Now, Shein Kain, if you hold like the Rebbeinu Ephraim, and the Baal Amor, and the Ritzva, so then, Sarach HaShabbos is Nasim Yantif. It's a saved and vayim Shabbos. You could put up the food, as long as it's ready to eat by Shabbos, it's good enough. So what's it in Alacha L'maisa? The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tavkav Chav Zayin Siv Gimel brings the Achrayin, and it has to be finished in Beigayim. But the Bi'al Alacha says, L'maisa, let's say it got late. Chreis, you weren't able to make the food. It's now 4:00 PM, and you're starting questioning, should I or should I not put up the challenge? If you hold like Rabba, and if you hold like the Rishonim that we pass can ain't Tzarech Hashabbos Nasim Yantif, so it could be, is it the right to put it up? Because it's not going to be ready in time. You're not going to be able to serve it to the Archim and the Hayal Mikla Archim. So Mimele will be Nisa the right, so you can't do it. But the Bi'al Lacha wants him inside that you could do it. Because he says, so our place can hold that the way. The Ben Ephraim, the Baal Amor, and the Ritzvah. And together with the fact, the Bi'al Lacha held there was a Dig. The Gemara never mentioned such an Issa. It's important, Allah. Why did the Gemara mention it? The elder was the Diak. Also, the Rush and the Tur don't mention it. And the Shulchan Aruch, they don't mention such an Issa. Now, in the Rambam, there's a big Shiloh. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam, on one hand, passes like Rabbah. The Rambam, Perak Aleph, Alacha, this love says, Havavashal b'yantav v'goyim elebeim elaniach l'choyel ein aleika. Why? Shalabola archam aysatav shalor lehem. So the Rambam passes like Rabbah, you say Hayel. But then again, the Rambam, in Perak Vav, Alacha, Aleph, this is his Lashit. Yontif Shechali is Erev Shabbos. Eim of Vashlam B'yantif Mashu Oichel Lamacha B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. V'issa Zem Yidivei Seifim to the Rabbanan Dik Issa Kadei Shle Yavu L'Vashlam B'yantif V'chol Shechal V'chayim L'Shabbos Yidivei Vashlam Kol Shkin L'chol Amish Loshin in the Gemara the Loshin in Ravashi Ein Oif from Yontif V'Shabbos Nayit Kal V'chayim L'chol L'fichach Im Asa Tavshlam Me'ev Yontif Shesayim L'cholav U'mevashlam V'oif from Yontif V'Shabbos Hareza Mutter. If you make like an Erev Tevshilin, you make a Tavshil, you mevashil from Yantiv to Shabbos, Harez and Mutter, the Tavshil is somewhat called Vinikar Erev Tevshilin. Fine. But the Rambam's Lashon is Issa Zem Midivei Seifim. The Geis Maimon, he says, but Tosfos holds it's an Issa Deraisa. The Rambam says, "Aim of Ashlam Yantov Hashabbos Vizem Devei Seferim." Taisus holds this in Issa Deraisa. It only works at Tzayil. So Mamel, that's where the guy finally says this halacha, that if you're not able to use it on Yantov, it will be Issa Deraisa. So the guy finally is mashma that the Rambam didn't hold the way. Beis Yosef also learned the Rambam that way. The Beis Yosef says, "I don't understand the guy finally says the Rambam's a Gemara." The Gemara says, "Midraisa Sarech Hashabbos Nasim Yantov." That's the Gemara in Pesachim. So what are you bothering the Rambam saying it's the Raisa? So the Raisa says you have to say Taisus holds that Gemara is only according to Rav Chisda. According to Rav, there ain't Sarech Hashabbos Nasim Yantav. Means the Raisa held it's more of a pashtus to say that once the Gemara says Sarech Hashabbos Nasim Yantav, Rav Chisda is true according to Rav as well. But you have to say in Taisus not that way. It's like we said, the Rishonim, the Mechamis and the Ran, they nem on that Rav Chisda can't hold Sarech Hashabbos Nasim Yantav because he holds Ein Shabbos Meichel Ein Yantav Meichel L'Shabbos. But other Rishonim are Mechalik, like we said, between Achana Gemura or Achana is just the Tikkun. Now, the Arach Reinim, the Marshal and the Yamshe Shleim and the Magen Avraham, that says when the Rambam says Issa Zem in Divrei Seferim, he means Al-Tzayil, that's what he means. He goofa means Al-Tzayil. So Mel, there's no machlekes. Everybody holds it's Al-Tzayil, and Mamela, no one holds Sarech Hashabbos Nasim Yantif, and if you don't have it ready, Le'yayim will be a problem. But the Lashon is not so much in that way. Befrat, like the Chama Moshe points out, the Rambam says, Issa Zem Midivei Seifim, Kedei Shliyavu Levashlam Yantif Echel. If Yantif Echel is the same Divrei Seifim as Yantif L'Shabbos, so what do you mean? Issa zemi divrei seferim k'dei shliyavu levashlam yantav v'chol. It's the same divrei seferim. They're both divrei seferim. Yantav is also divrei seferim. He's also medayik that way in the first parak because he wants to learn the Rambam in the first parak that says you're not like it. You're only not like it, but there is an issa deraisa. That's not mashma that way in the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim seems clear not that way because Rabbi asked Rav Chisda, according to you, doesn't hold the v'chol. How are you allowed to cook from yantav to Shabbos? Vice is according to me, Rabbi that does all the veil, it's good. Vice is there's no issa deraisa. But the Chaim Meishan wants to say the Rambam is mashmah not that way. And the male of the Rambam you'll have to learn it was a Havamina. Rabbi thought that Hayel is not only doesn't get malchus, it's not Mishahatir. So that's the pshat why he could be Eifim Yantav Echol. But Nachdem that the Gemara said in Rav Chisda that Tzarech Hashem is Nasim Yantav, so who didn't according to Rabbi that's the pshat? Tzarech Hashem is Nasim Yantav, and Hayel is only a Ptur Malchus. It's not a Ptur L'chatchila. That's what he wants to learn up in the Rambam. Halakopanim, the Rambam is Meduyik that way. The Rambam is Meduyik, Tzarech Hashem is Nasim Yantav. So even if he holds of Hayel, he still holds of Tzarech Hashem is Nasim Yantav. So Mela, that's what the Bialacha says. Einachinami, the Arish Shainim that are klar, that we don't hold of Tzarech Hashem is Nasim Yantav, the Mechamas and the Ran, and the Arish Shainim that hold klar, that we don't have Hayel, it's also me, the Raisa, the Smag, and the Marich, and the Gai's Maimini. The Rambam is mavur that you hold the Tzarech Hashabbos Nasim Yantav even though you hold the Vayil, and the Rabbeinu Ephraim paskens that way, and the Baal Amar, and the Ritzvah. So Mamele says, v'shas atchak, but see if the fact that you don't find the sister anywhere, the Rosh and the Turn, the Shulchan Aruch don't bring the sister, he would think that v'shas atchak, you could be Seimach on the Paiskim in Shusant, even Lagabi the Raisa, that you could say Tzarech Hashabbos Nasim Yantav even Vayil. And he says, Kol Shkem B'Yantav Sheni. Very often, the Erev Teshilin comes out on Yantav Sheni. And Yantav Sheni, it's anyway not an Issa Deraisa. And Yantav Sheni, you could be Seimach on the Peskin that we hold of Tzarech Shabbos Nasim Yantav without the Hayil. And you could then make your Shabbos food even if you're not going to have it ready in time to eat from Yantav. That's the Maskana of the B'Alacha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.